Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, would you submit a 500-word essay to date this woman? She says to make it good and not waste your time. After all, only she's allowed to ask you to waste your time writing something for her. With all those filters on her face, she looks like she's in her 40s. I think we all just need to write her off or write an essay on her lack of market value. Women base your worthiness by looking at you for just 2 seconds. 500 words won't increase your odds of getting laid. Moving on, this Norwegian actress faces 3 years in prison for saying that men cannot be lesbians. Looks like the woke are eating their own, and judging by the looks of her, there's a lot to eat. Besides, what she says is completely insane, because I've been a male lesbian since I was 12. This is 2 years ago now, and you can only imagine how much worse it's gotten since then. But let's get real. Lesbians aren't real. Many of them are just angry women rebelling against gender roles. Number 3, looks like Jack Black jumped the shark, saying that Republicans aren't the counterculture and that they're the new Justin Bieber. And that Joe Biden is the new punk rock, and you can see him driving up in a Camaro wearing jeans and shades. I wonder how much he was paid to say that, or if he's gone completely Looney Tunes. And if you think bringing Kamala in is a good idea, remember that changing the clown won't change the circus. Up next, this UK politician campaigned for a gender-neutral town, and has now been found guilty of sexually abusing children. Who would have thought? It's always the ones you least suspect. I bet his pronouns are kid diddler. In prison, his pronouns will probably be soap dropper. But seriously, why is there even a court process for his crimes? They seem to be written all over his face. For some reason, when I saw his picture, I thought of this. Number 5, this influencer made a poop mask, and it alarms doctors that say people are getting too extreme on the internet. She sounds like she was shit-faced when she decided to try this stunt. But seriously, this has to be the fastest way to get pink eye ever invented. And guess who she's voting for? I don't have to guess. I know she's voting for Team Blue, no matter who. I think it's time to make insane asylums great again. Moving on, wow, it looks like some men's standards have fallen. Actually, they haven't, because in the sexual marketplace, the lowest you can be is an East Asian man or a black woman. These two getting together will have the lowest divorce rate, because the woman wants babies that have lighter skin, while the Asian man has a choice between this or being an incel. Maybe it's a green card marriage. But seriously, why is Jackie Chan holding Chris Tucker that way? Number 7, Google agrees to delete users' incognito browser data in a lawsuit settlement. They probably created incognito mode because they knew that people would put their spiciest searches on there, and they could probably search through those first. Your ISP also keeps track of everything as well. That's why you need a VPN. As for Google, they will delete all your incognito data after they create a few backups. I haven't used Google Chrome in almost a decade now. Up next, I asked guys, would you? One guy said that it looks like Mia Khalifa has really let herself go. Another said no, because she's got dyed hair, problem glasses, and tattoos. I was thinking that maybe I would give it a try, and I'm as well endowed as a Saturn V rocket. Unfortunately, I probably won't feel anything, because it looks like her nether regions are stretched out like the Grand Canyon. Plus, compared to most women these days, she looks like a supermodel. Number 9, this woman was rushed to the hospital after getting her cooter stuck on a trailer hitch. Sounds like just a normal night in ER. And they say that men are sexual deviants. That's why you should stick with the chrome hitches and avoid the rusty ones. Looks like those balls on the truck also make sense now. Talk about getting hitched. Did they drive the truck into the hospital with her attached to the back, like she was riding on the back of a motorcycle or something? Moving on, Flora here says that if you're taking a girl on a date, you should buy her outfit too. How about no? Because you know that women like this will date 100 guys that'll each pay for an outfit, and that'll allow her to fill her entire walk-in closet. Why should you pay? Is she so lazy and broke that she cannot afford to buy her own clothing? I think that this is one of the reasons she's probably single and soon to be a cat parent. Number 11, this billionaire passes away just weeks after marrying his sixth wife at the age of 42. How will she ever recover? If only there was something there to cushion her pain. She wins the prize for being a gold medal gold digger. But what caused his demise? He must have busted a nut a little too hard. Look how happy he was. But I don't think she's 42. More like 62. But the joke's on her, he wasn't a billionaire at all. And his money was already his son's and daughter's responsibility. Up next, Zuck the Cuck unveils a giant statue of his wife Priscilla Chan. And now husbands everywhere are shaking. Shaking from laughing at this simp because they bought their wives a Happy Meal and still got some. All that money and he still chose the ugliest wife imaginable. Looks to me like there's a good possibility that their relationship is on the ropes. I bet you Priscilla Chan's husband is definitely shaking frequently. Number 13, a shout out to the strong father figure who challenges guys to work hard and stay out of trouble in the summer of 1998. One of the best games ever made. No one is ever allowed to play Odd Job though because he was too short and he was impossible to hit. This needs a serious reboot for modern consoles though. I hate those proximity mines in the game. My favorite was playing in the temple using the grenade launcher. Moving on, this article says that women are more likely to cheat than men in relationships because they crave variety and novelty in the bedroom. Meanwhile, we've always been told that men crave visual variety more than women do. So which is it? It's probably just Beta Bucks and Alpha Fox. Remember, guys, that she's not your girl and it's just your turn. Number 15, this woman is asking her boyfriend if he's dumping her because she ran a train through herself before they even dated. And he says yes. How he found out doesn't matter. What matters is this woman is a chameleon that is projecting a traditional woman back at this man so that he could fall in love with her even though she would never be able to fall in love with him. Because she was filled with too much cream like a Pillsbury Doughboy. Up next, a pub in Wales was warned by the police after the DJ played the Peppa Pig theme tune when they walked in. Someone please give this DJ a raise. Looks like the people in England have lost faith in their institutions, and it's only a matter of time before some sort of conflict breaks out. In the end, it might be something as simple or as stupid as this that leads to a war. As for those cops, let me guess they also consider dogs to be dirty. Number 17, this one made me laugh and think. You can tell someone they're stupid politely by saying that wisdom has been chasing you, but you've always been faster. Unfortunately, I'm too stupid and not wise enough to even remember how to say that to someone so it won't work for me. This meme should be directed towards the majority of religious people out there that focus on dogma instead of actual faith. Moving on, Australians will now be required to submit their ID to access the internet, and the police must have access to their social media. But just wait until they declare anyone without a verified internet account as a terrorist. You know, stuff like that is coming. Maybe it's time to get off the grid completely. Elon is currently launching his X phone just in time through Starlink. But how do you know that he isn't part of all of this? After all, I had to verify my government ID to get a check mark and make money on Twitter or X. Number 19, Toni Morrison says she wants to see a white man convicted of raping a black woman. Asking for the impossible, are we? It's crazy to ask for crimes to happen just so that you can actually fill a particular statistical gap. I don't know about you, but I'd rather grape a watermelon. The statistics show that this crime is a rare one. She just wants white men to find women like her attractive, which they don't. Up next, the World Health Organization is recommending that gay and bi men limit their sexual partners to reduce the spread of monkeypox. Like that's ever going to happen. Besides, isn't it technically homophobic to tell gay men not to sleep with other men? Sounds to me like White Dudes for Harris is going to be in shambles because of this news. Is the World Health Organization based for saying this? Number 21, this woman says that she wears a hijab so she doesn't arouse men. Ricky Gervais is laughing, thinking to himself, she could walk around with nothing on and accomplish the exact same thing. Wearing it also prevents many women from cheating as much because there's a lot of clothing to come off and put back properly after the deed. If you're turned on by a woman like her, then you need to have higher standards. Moving on, these two Chinese women are shocked after the iPhone X can be unlocked by her coworker using Face ID. But to be fair, though, I can't tell them apart either. If Apple can't tell them apart, then you can sure bet that the Chinese facial recognition software in all the cameras in the country is probably struggling to identify them too. I'm white and I can tell blacks apart, but as a racist that I can't tell many Chinese women apart. Number 23, the hub has banned spicy content in these 13 states, without verification. The conservatives think that they're winning, but it's not being blocked. It just requires age verification and for users to hand over a copy of their government ID to these sites. Instead of giving them your ID, just get a VPN, and then you'll avoid them using your porn habits against you in the future. But this also won't work, because teenagers know how to find free VPNs online too. Up next, Mamisa says she told her son he needed to clean his room, and he said maybe later, I have a headache. She told him that wasn't an excuse, and then her husband heard and laughed from three rooms away. Maybe her son used those words back at her because he heard her say them from his father or something. I like that her husband acknowledges that sex with him is an unpleasant chore for her. Maybe her son would clean his room if she smashed her husband. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Heather Locklear? Looks like the wall pulverized her so hard that she's been on antidepressants for a decade now. She was married to two rock stars and now it looks like she was crushed by a rock. I also think that this is what that chick Penny from the Third Rock from the Sun show will probably look like in a decade or so. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.